We are learning Mesechtes Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Dalad Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the top of Daf Samach Dalad Amud Beis. Hodo Yosvi V'Koma Boyle Ger Toishav Mahu Shevatol Avodah Chachovim. What about a Ger Toishav? What's a Ger Toishav? We see later on in the Gemara, Ger Toishav is a few different pshatim, but Ger Toishav definitely means he doesn't do Avodah Zarah. We know that a Goy could be mevatel avodah zarah, or Yisrael cannot be mevatel avodah zarah. We learn from Pesukim. A goy could be avodah zarah, not a Yisrael. So what about a ger toshav? A ger toshav who is a someone does not worship avodah zarah, could he be mevatel avodah zchavim or not? The polach mevatel, the loy polach mevatel. Someone who worships avodah zarah has a koyach mevatel, the loy polach mevatel. Called the bar mine mevatel by bar mine who anyone who's a goy, he's a bar min, he's a goy, he can mevatel, and he's mice is a goy, and therefore he can mevatel. That's a shiloh. What do you do by ger toshav? Amlu Rav Nach, but mestaver the palk mevatel, palk mevatel. The svara is that someone who could worship Avodah Zarah can mevatel. If you don't worship Avodah Zarah, you can't be mevatel. That's what you want to retain. Meisvei, I'm going to ask you a kash like this. It says Yisrael shemotz Avodah Zarah in the shuk. Yisrael finds Avodah Zarah in the shuk. Actually, Basel Yodai, if he didn't pick it up yet, once he picked it up, it's his, he can't be mevatel. Before he picked it up, he tells the guy here, nearest guy, here, guy, come here, mevatel. We had a Gemara before a few times. Let the tall, call the guy, tell him mevatel. Mr. Basel Yodai, ain't no Imelev Chav mevatel. You can't tell a guy to mevatel, it's too late. Pesha Amru, Avishchav mevatel, Avishchav. A guy can mevatel, Avishchav. Shaloi, his, Vishach Averi, and his friends of Avishchav. Bain Oivda, Saifi worships the Savarizara. Bain Shain Oivda, Saifi does not worship the Savarizara. Now, it sounds like double talk. Shaloi v'shachaveroi, bein oivda ben shoivda. What's the two things over here? My oivda, my shein oivda. Ilem idi v'idi v'yishchavim, both of them mean a regular oivda v'rezara, and saying, say yours are your friends, and say if you worship it, say if you don't worship it. Hainu shaloi v'shachaveroi. Elalav, it means like this. Oivda, oivichavim. Oivda means oivda v'rezara. Shein oivda means a ger toshav. And it says clearly in this Bryce over here, that Sai Oivda and Sai Ein Oivda is a Ger Toshav, could be Mevatlet. But Shemami no, Ger Toshav, not Mevatlet. So that's a Raya, that a Ger Toshav could be Mevatlet. So tomorrow, Loilam, so that's the Chara being a Raya, not like Rav Nachman who said that Mestavra or Ger Toshav cannot be Mevatlet. Here it says it could be Mevatlet, in Oivda. No, they all talk about an Oivda Vezar. Loilam, Emelach, Idri, the Oivda Vezchavim. So what's the two things? The Kamer is Hanu Shlovei Shachaveroi. Reisha means Zerazel Apar Zerazel Arkulis. Him, two Goyim, him and his friend, both worship Par. But this is my Par, and that's your Par. The Chiddush is, I can vatel your Par, even though I never worshipped your Par, but I can vatel your Par. Or me and you have a Makulis. I can vatel your Makulis. Seifa is talking about Zelapar, they're both Goyim, they're both Avazar, Zelapar Zelamakulis. This one worships a Par, this one worships a Makulis. The Chiddush is, I can even battle your Makulis, which I don't worship. According to me, Makulis is a joke. Still, you're allowed to do that. Since you're Oivid Avazar, you could do it. So it's really three levels. There's an Oivid Avazar who's Oivid Dad Avazar, there's another Oivid Avazar who's not Oivid Dad Avazar, and there's a Geret Hoshav who does not Oivid Avazar at all. So Allah says, Geret Hoshav can't battle Avodah Zarah, but the guy couldn't battle your Makulis, even though he doesn't worship Makulis. And that's what it means. Oivda ben oivda. Shaloi v'shachaveri means the same type, but different Avodah Zarah. Let's try bringing another raya. Meisvei. Ezu Geret Hoshav. What's called the Geret Hoshav? Called Shkibulav ne'gimel chaverim shalavet Avodah Zarah. He has to make kavan in front of three good Jews that he's not, that says chaverim. It's a shayla if it's dafka chaverim or not, but he has to come from three people. Says I'm not going to do avodah zarah. So chom divra meir, vechom oimrim. Now a ger toshav has different nafkaminas. One of the nafkaminas are there's a chiv lechayosa. You have to give him tzedakah if he doesn't have money. The ger toshav has different dinim. So he called a ger toshav once if he denounces avodah zarah in front of three people. Vechom oimrim kol shkibul of seven mitzvahs shkibul avodah noach. He has to be more than that. Part of the seven mitzvahs noach is avodah zarah also. But he has to have another six mitzvahs also. He has to cover all the seven mitzvahs. To be called a Ger Toshav. Achem more chamer. Achem Oimrim, to be called a Ger Toshav, you have to be basically a Jew. Achem Oimrim, Elu Loibo Lukal Ger Toshav. Why? Like the Rashi explains, because that's a regular guy. A guy has to keep Shem Mitzvah Noach. Ela Ezvi Ger Toshav, Zel Ger Oichon Aveilois, Shekiv Lokayim, Kol Mitzvah Zumurz of Torah. He eats the Veilas, but every other Mitzvah is Mekayim. Chutz Mesur Neveilas. So that's the Ger Toshav. Three levels. We didn't bring a Rai yet, but just to tell what three ways what a Ger Toshav is. Now the halacha is miyach nemes layayin, ve'mefkid nemes layayin. You're allowed to be miyached wine by him, But it can't be mafkil as maru. What's the difference in yachad and mafkil? Mafkil means to give it to him for a long time. The problem is that ger toshev's wine is asa. That's the halacha. His wine is also going to Sman Diyama. It's like B'nai Seyem. He shouldn't get too close to them. So their wine is also. Not because he's not the Oyer of Azara. It's much like Stam Yenom. It's because I don't want to get too close to Ger Toshav. So his wine is also. If I mafkid by him wine for a long time, he might switch it. And therefore, you can't be mafkid wine. Miyachid means for a short amount of time. For a short amount of time, I give it to him. A guy might touch it by his house. He's a guy, after all. His friends are goyim. Rashi says that he has no anah from a guy touching it. He's not out of his aura. He does not let them touch it. And we're not worried about switching in a short amount of time. So here, even if it's an ir shuruba yisrael, you can't be mafkid wine because you might switch it for him so wine. Why? Because he doesn't let the guy touch it. Shamnoi is kiyenoi. His oil is like his wine. It's Masha was saying that we knew Pasha's wine is also. What do you mean? Shem is like Yain Esach? We thought Yain is his Yain is Yain Esach. We're saying Shem is like Yain Esach? El, the opposite. Yainoi Kishamnoi. We had a Gemara before, a Mishnah before already, that Shemin of Akum is Asa. The Gemara afterwards was said that we stopped at the Takana, but there was a Takana at one point. So Yainoi is Kishamnoi, because it's like Alts B'nai Seim, Alts Chasnos, his wine is also like Shemin. And Zok the Brice of Vait, these are the portal words. For everything else, a Ger Toshev is a guy, a regular guy, for everything else. Rav Shimon Omer, by the way, Yeino Yayin Nesach. His wine is called Yayin Nesach, has din of Yayin Nesach. Because he's not makbid on a guy touching it, that's why, new reason. He's not makbid on a guy touching it, so has din Yayin Nesach. He doesn't do Yayin Nesach himself, he doesn't care a guy to touch it. But Amri Lo, some say the opposite. Rav Shimon is so makel, his mutter Vashia. Why? Because he doesn't hold the chasness by this. But in any case, that's this beautiful Brice. Zok, what does it say in the middle of the Brice? For Shar Kol Advar Arekoy V'Chavim. For everything else, he's mamish like a guy. Lamai Hilchasa. What does it mean he's like a guy for everything else? Lab, isn't it? The Mevatel V'Chavim Koy V'Chavim. He can Mevatel Eivayazor. He's like a guy. He's like a regular guy Mevatel Eivayazor. So you see, not like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that he can't be Mevatel Eivayazor. Here you see, he's a din of a guy. What else is a din of a guy? So the Gemara of Rav Nachman Yitzchak. No, I'll tell you why he's a din of a guy. So a quick introduction. The halacha is that if you live in a complex with a wall around it, you're not allowed to carry so fast, even though you have a wall around it. Why not? The problem called Ruvi Chatzeris. You have to have a Ruvi Chatzeris, because it's a gzera, I can't carry from my house to your house. So what they do is, you make take one bread, one box of matzahs, everyone's mshutav in that box of matzahs, put it into one house, it's like everyone lives in that house. If you have a goy in the complex, you can't do an erif. And they made a takana, you have to do a schiris from them. You have to do a schiris from them because we wanted to make it hard for you to have a guy by you. You don't want a guy living in your complex. We don't want a guy living in your complex. They made it hard for you. You have to make a schiris from a guy. That was the takana they made. Now, let's say Yisrael forgets to give a matzah or be part of the heir of matzahs. What do you do then? So halacha is, on Shabbos, what you could do is, everyone can mevatel their rishus. Basically, mafkid their rishus, give away their rishus. I'm mevatel my rishus to one person. Everyone's mevatel just to one person. And that's why I make an heir of on Shabbos. But a goy can't be mevatel. We wanted a goy to do a schiris. He said, no bittel, nothing doing. What about a ger toshe? That's the shayla. Amar Nitz, lo elitin, lo amar Nitz, so you know it's gay that he's a din of a goy? Lo elitin rishos, levatel rishos. So you can tell him, so you saw mumor, meshamer Shabbat of a shuk. I saw mumor, at least in the shuk, fahesi, he keeps Shabbos, the mevatel rishos. He can mevatel rishos, he's part of your complex, he mevatel rishos. She'en meshamer Shabbat of a shuk, ain't mevatel rishos. He can't. You don't let him do bittul. You have to schiris from him. You have to rent from him. That's what's a problem. If you hold hotels, a problem with chaseris, it doesn't even help making an eriv and being zeich everyone because a yisrael mumor can't have an eriv. You have to have a schiris from him. So vayvchavim atchiyiska ketsad oymeloy reshusa ketsad is going back. How do you do bittul? Oymeloy reshusa knuy lach. My reshusa is coming to you. Reshusa hotels lach. My reshusa vutul to you. Kanav, ain't talk liskos. You don't have to actually make a kinyan. But Akapon, what does it say? A goy in Tolch Yiska. We're saying a ger toshev has a din of a goy like Avitz Chirus. That's what's Nageya. So the bottom line is, we are learning right now is that there's a brice over here that Yisrael Shemotza of his Chavim Vashuk is that the din of that of a ger toshev cannot, according to Benach, cannot be mevatel of a dezaro that he found in the Shuk, cannot be mevatel of a dezaro. That's the halacha. These two brises that sound like, yeah, we have different truths. Mavada, a ger toshav cannot be mavatal. He has a din of a goy, like Gabi Schiris, And the Gemara before means, Oivdin Evdin means Zer Parav is Zer Lemakulis.